Hey there, it's Irene, and welcome to your preparatory lesson for the brainstem work. So to start this out, you can do this two ways, but I'm going to teach it as if you're lying on your back in a comfortable spot. So you'll need a piece of carpet or a mat, a yoga mat. You could do this on a firmer bed. But I'll actually recommend that you do this off of your bed just to have it be separate from the idea of sleeping. So find a comfortable place to rest on your back. And if you can, have your legs long. But if your lower back is uncomfortable in any way, then of course have them be bent. And just choose whatever is the most comfortable for you right now. Great. So begin by just noticing the contact you have with the floor. So this very important concept of bringing your attention to your environment and that in which you connect with and that which you contact. And at this point, it's your body, the back of your body touching the floor. And just find the spaces that touch. Start with this very basic scanning of your attention to how the body touches the floor. And as you notice what touches, notice what your eyes are doing. Are they open? Are they closed? You choose. You choose whether you want them to be open or closed, or if you feel like experimenting with a bit of both. And now what about the spaces? So are there spaces that you notice? There are areas of your body that aren't touching the ground. And perhaps just for one moment or two, if your legs aren't standing, if your feet aren't standing, I should say, bend your knees and stand up your feet so you have a good hip distance apart with your feet and knees. So you're kind of in a strong position as if you were to lift up your pelvis off the floor. And you don't have to do that. If you want to play with that a little bit and be curious with what it might be like to lift your pelvis off of the floor right now, by all means, go ahead and do it. Sort of tuning into your body. No real rules right now. Feeling your feet. So actually bringing attention right now to your feet before we head up to the part of the head, the skull, this area of the brain, which we call the brain stem, which is a little stalk. It's almost like it's called a stalk. I think of broccoli. I know that sounds odd, but if you think of a big head of broccoli, Hopefully we all know what broccoli looks like and how it comes in the grocery store, but you'll get the crowns, and then sometimes they chop off the stalks so that you just get the crowns, but sometimes you buy it and you still have that long stalk, thick, kind of light green stalk. And in some strange way, that's kind of what your brainstem is like. You've got your brain, which would be your broccoli, and then you've got your brainstem, which would be the broccoli stalk. Now that seems a bit odd as an image, but that's kind of what your brainstem is like. Of course, it's encased by structures, your spine, your vertebra. So it's sort of nestled in at the very top of your spine, where your spine meets your skull. But as I talk about this broccoli idea, also still notice your feet and your big muscles of your legs. So feel them activate a little bit as you press your feet into the floor. Maybe you are experimenting with lifting your pelvis. Maybe if you aren't doing that, experiment with rolling your pelvis a little bit up, down, maybe a little left to right, rocking it. Again, this is just free play to connect with your body, your bigger leg muscles, your feet, the pelvis bone, because all those big muscles attach to the pelvis, your thigh muscles, the front and the backs, parts of your hip, flexor muscles, your big, big gluteal muscles, your bum muscles, your spinal muscles. So it's a pretty big area for muscular attachment. And when we're working with areas of the body that have to do with our nervous system, which we've been doing, that autonomic nervous system that is responsible for not just our basic regulatory functions like digestion and reproduction and urination, all that important stuff, that autonomic nervous system is also responsible for that fight, flight, freeze aspect of our basic survival needs. It's these areas of high musculature area, so the big leg muscles, the gluteal muscles, the hip flexor muscles, they all are important in our defensive reactions. So of course, if we want to flee or run, we need to use our leg muscles, bum muscles. If we're protecting and freezing in, we use our deep hip flexor muscles. The fight, obviously, we need our spine and our leg muscles to support us. So just as I talk about this, just notice what's happening in your body, in yourself. A little bit of a review of this part of our system, the autonomic nervous system, that's so critical. And high up in that brainstem area is a big kind of hotbed of safety. And when we've had a lot of unsafe experiences, whether they're remembered or not remembered, meaning when we were really young and we can't remember them, this area will kind of have an alertness to it or a hypervigilance, which has been a protective mechanism to keep us safe. But maintaining a hypervigilance up high in the brainstem isn't a very good strategy, because it creates a lot of tension and a lot of bracing and holding in the body. So just bring yourself back if you haven't, if my words have gotten you into thought or memories, just sort of slowly pendulate yourself back to your system, back to your body, back to your muscles, back to your skeleton, back to reorienting to the floor and the ground, whatever it is you're on. Or if you are on a bed, that's fine. Just tune into what you're pressing up against. And also sense your capacity to move. So know that you can move. Know that movement is there at your voluntary desire, that you could choose to roll over and get up to sit if you need to, stand up, you could crawl around a little bit, you could roll to your stomach. So all those options are just there. So really remind yourself of that. And then just sort of let everything settle a little bit. If you need to keep your feet standing to have support through your spine and your lower back, then go ahead and do that. If you want to lengthen your legs, then do that. And then just start to, as you slow down a bit, bring attention to the high part of your body, so your head, your eyes, your mouth, your ears. And perhaps even bring one of your hands, doesn't matter which one, to your face. And just bring the hand to, say, the cheeks. Or one of the cheeks. Depends if you're using both hands. Again, you pick. Right now, as I talk you through this, I'm bringing my right hand to my right cheek. And I'm feeling the skin, the plumpness of the muscles underneath my skin of my cheek. You know, where you would put, if you were a lady, some blush on your cheeks or suntan lotion. And just sort of feel the contours of the face. Feel your nose, your mouth, maybe your ear lobes, your ear, with a very gentle touch. If you need to switch the arms, at no point should you get fatigued by this. So you monitor your breath, you keep it easy, you pause when you need to. I'm waiting and seeing if a spontaneous breath should just arise at any point. And also knowing that you have nowhere else to be but here right now. So just tuning into different parts of your face. Maybe you feel your hair. If you don't have any hair, you've got a bald head, feel your bald head. Right? We're all different. So just gently touching. Touching as if, and this is true, that what you're touching is very delicate and it's very precious and it's very important. Right? Human beings, we can survive without our limbs and even certain organs, but we need our face, we need our head. We need all the good stuff that's in it. We need that brainstem. Even if it is a hypervigilant area, we want it to be there so that it can signal the danger to us, if there is any. And if we've had too much danger or threat or unsafety in our past, either due to accidents or to circumstances that have been adverse throughout our life, there'll be a preponderance for this area to be on hyper alert. And we don't want to tell it to calm down. We just want to bring awareness to that area at this moment. And while I say that, watch and see if there's any holding in your throat, in your jaw. Keep the airway passages open, and also keep the connection with your feet, your legs, your pelvis open. So by now you might have explored with both hands your face, your forehead, your skull, maybe one hand. And then just let everything rest. Just let it all rest. Take stock of, again, your contact with the floor. The places that touch, the places that don't touch. And just following any impulse at this moment, something that has been talked about in previous lessons, to follow your impulse and see how you are right now. Can you sense internally what's going on. If we bring attention gently to the kidney area, which again we worked with, can you, along with this idea of your face and your head and this brainstem of yours and your spine and your pelvis and your legs and your feet, your breathing, also have a knowledge of your two little kidneys and those little adrenal glands on top, still bringing attention to them and sort of saying hello to them. And just saying, yeah, imagine there's some gentle hands underneath you. And again, it's not to say to them that they have to do something, but to say to them, there's support under you when you might want it, such that if they're feeling a little tight or a little tense, that they could drop, and whew, chill out and come down a little bit. This idea of our stress hormones, the adrenaline, mainly how it can just go back in, just metabolize and no longer be pumping through the veins, through the blood, through the cells. Again, we want it, right? We want that adrenaline when we need it. Time dependent. And then just bring your attention sort of back to your jaw, to the top of the head. Letting everything up there just be tuned into. What about your eyes? Can your eyes be soft, like soft little pools? Really gentle water. Can you imagine your eyes dropping back into the skull, into your skull? And then even imagining how the breath can be super easy. Almost in a way shallow, because at this point you're resting on your back, so there's not a lot of metabolic need. There's no need to be breathing deep right now. It's very quiet. Quiet attention to the self and also to the environment under you. So I'll end this preparatory lesson here. Of course, feel free to hang out here and rest. Explore a little more if you wish, feeling the face or other parts of you reconnecting, reorienting to maybe your joints, to your wrists, your elbows, your knees. Getting an image of the joints that are high up in the skull where the spine meets the skull, because there's a lot of little joints up there. Just sort of laying the awareness to that area first. As I said, feel free to rest and just let this ooze in and sink in. Maybe you're at a point now where you might want to nap, or maybe you're feeling a little more alert, a little more awake. Maybe you want to walk around or go for a walk outside, or whatever the impulse is, if you can allow it to happen, please let that happen. And if you have to go on to your day at this moment and you can't go on to the next lesson, that's fine too. Come back to it at a later time.